This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
Passengers on American Airlines Flight 4817 from Indianapolis got a recent scare when they were told the plane was making an emergency landing due to a medical emergency, but it turns out that was not the case.
Oh, don't lie to me. Tell me the truth.
Well, I don't know if you want to know the truth. So, here's the real situation. A woman was flying with her husband and children when she looked across the aisle to where her husband was, and she noticed the man sitting beside him looked like he was scrolling through photos and videos on his phone of bombs. So if anybody sees that on their phone, you're going to be like, I'm going to keep a good eye on this guy. And when the man pulled out a bomb-looking device, she panicked even further, convinced the man was about to detonate it.
Oh, wow.
So once airline staff were aware of the situation, they made the call to make an emergency landing and apprehended the would-be bomber, with authorities even wrestling him to the ground once they landed.
Okay, watching all of this unfold on a flight would be terrifying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it turns out it was all for nothing. So the man was simply a vintage camera collector looking at instructions on his phone on how to fix an issue he was having with the vintage camera, a.k.a. the bomb, was in his lap.
Okay, now wait a second. Hold on. There's a lot going on here. This seems very, very circumventable. Like, I always wonder how things escalate in times of panic. I'm always amazed by that.
Yeah.
Because this seems like a real simple thing. Ding! Flight attendant walks over. Hello, ma'am. How are you today? Good. I think the guy next to me might have a B-O-M-B, and he's looking through stuff on his phone.
Right.
Would you mind, like, just taking a little peek at that? Sure thing. No problem, ma'am. Hello, sir. What is that on your lap? It's a vintage camera, and I'm a vintage camera dealer, and I've been looking at how to fix this. Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. It's a camera, not a bomb. So we're just going to all fly, go on with our day here.
I agree with you. Yeah. I don't know any further about how that situation went down. I do know, though, in the article that I read, they said that he was acting odd.
Well, he collects cameras. He collects vintage cameras. That's an odd person. You know that. That's a Daryl. A Daryl's going to be a weird dude.
So, well, all that to say is they could have asked Daryl, hey, what have you got in your lap? And he might have been like, why are you trying to ask? And he might have gotten defensive.
Yeah.
And in that case, then I would make the call to make an emergency landing.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's crazy. What Daryl needs is what you have on your phone, though. Betty Rock has a screen on her phone. It's a piece of glass to protect it. But then you can't see anything that she's looking at
from the side,
even sitting right next to her. That's a great idea for flights. Holy cow. And terrorists, I guess.
Yeah, don't give Daryl people any ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Forget I said anything. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you have ever been on a diet, you know the pain that is associated with that. And sometimes the lengths that you will go to keep that diet. I experienced this myself. I had been dieting. I had lost 17 pounds.
Wow.
And then I let a little bit come back on.
That's okay.
No, not really. I let myself go, Rock. And so I was like, I was feeling it. Like, I was feeling like heavier than I wanted to feel. Mm-hmm. So on Saturday morning, I got up and I was like, theoretically, if I'm doing Weight Watchers, it's a cheat day, free day. But I just didn't feel good. So I made an English muffin, both halves, and buttered them, layered them up. Because I like the butter, right?
You do, you do.
Yeah, so they're swimming right now. The English muffins are swimming in a pool of butter.
It's like, well, you have a muffin with your butter.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I eat them. And so I sat there, and I stared at them, and I was like, oh, gee, I don't, man, okay. Okay, wait a minute. Bright idea, light bulb moment. Ding! So I go into the restroom. And what? I take off all my jewelry. I use the restroom. I remove my clothing. I floss my teeth. And then I get the scale out and I weigh myself.
Yeah.
Okay? The entire purpose for doing all of this was to determine if I was going to eat half or the whole English muffin.
Oh, my goodness.
Depending on what the number came up, that was my mindset in this crazy diet world was like, okay, if it lands on a certain number, it's like Vegas, then I'll eat the whole muffin. And if it comes in too high, then I'll just have half.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? You are more than a number, though, Wally.
I thank you. I appreciate that.
So did you end up eating the half or the whole?
I compromised. The number wasn't as bad as I thought, but it wasn't as good as I was hoping for. I went with 1.5.
You didn't draw that hard of a line in the sand.
I did one and a half. And so
I threw half
of it there of that second one.
Yeah. You are an American hero.
Yeah, so good for you. But that's the thing, man. When you're doing a diet, like, your mind goes to a whole different place.
Well, and also, too, if you've worked that hard to lose that much weight, you hate to just let it all go and then get it all back.
I know. Because trust me, it comes back faster than it goes. I don't know why the Lord made things that way. Like, you could have designed that differently, God. And I'm going to ask him about that one someday. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I would love to hear, like, the crazy lengths you went to during a diet. Because you can see that's not, like, a healthy mindset. I get that. Like, I fully get that. But, like, what was that thing in the middle of the diet that it made perfect sense to you at the time that you were like, okay, I'm doing this. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours right now. What is something, Joseph, that you've done, the lengths you've gone to during a diet?
I don't like going to the gym, but I used to go to the gym 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then I'd play racquetball for about 2 hours a day on another day, and I'd only have 1 day of rest. And I did it for like 3 months, and I lost 30 pounds, but then you get tired of it, and then, like you said, you gain it all back again. Really easy.
Yeah, the weight loss is not a diet. It is a lifestyle change. I think that's why a lot of people like that Noom thing, because it changes. They say, I've never done it, but they say it changes like your relationship to food or how you view it. I had a friend of mine that did it and lost weight. And so I think that's the important thing for keeping it off. Did you keep any of those habits? Do you at least still play racquetball?
No, I've go to the gym every once in a while, but nothing like I used to anymore.
Now, do you go to the gym before or after going to Dunkin' Donuts?
Both.
It sounds like Mary did, too, on our Facebook page. She said she went through weight loss surgery, and after she wasn't allowed to eat solid food for 21 days, the 19th day was her lowest point when all she did was lick a piece of bacon.
You know what? She stayed in it, though. She didn't eat it. God bless her. I respect her. All right, Christy, so what are the lengths you've gone to during a diet to lose weight?
Well, I knew I had to weigh on certain days, and I would give blood when I could the day before I had to weigh, because that would reduce the weight just a little bit more.
Oh, I get it, man. Fighting for those 2 and 4 ounces sometimes, and you know it's false, but you want the scale to look at you and almost affirm you and say, good job, you.
Yes, it's almost like a half a pound or something, so it helps.
I get it. My scale, if it has like a place to put your feet. If you just angle one of your feet to the right a little bit, you get the heel just a smidge out of the heel cup part, it will save you 0.2 ounces.
Interesting.
I want to reiterate once again.
Yes.
That Christy, you and Wally both, you are more than a number, okay? You are more than a number.
I'm much many more numbers than I should be right now, too, though.
You have a lot of numbers.
She's giving blood today. Yes. I knew it. Lori chimed in and she said, I used a hot dog for aromatherapy yesterday.
That's so great. Just to smell it. Just waft it in.
It's I don't like, have to eat it. I just want to smell it.
I get it. All right, Monique, what is the length you've gone to?
Okay, my mother always told me to load up on your healthy vegetables, your cauliflower, your broccoli, yada, yada, and then take one bite of what you're really craving, like a fudge brownie. But I always found out that one bite is never really one bite.
I know. See, my wife can do that. My wife can have, like, just a little bit of something, like one small fun-size candy bar, and that covers her. Like, if I open that door, it's Pandora's box for me. It's like, I'll do the bag, and so I just have to avoid it. But the idea, though, is not bad. If you take and you load up on the vegetables, the things that fill you up, and then you just have a little bit of that thing, like, you really want. I have found that I have to limit what that thing is. Like, let's say I get a steak and I don't want to eat the whole thing. I would have to cut it in half and like go ahead and put the other half away. Because otherwise, if I just say I'm going to eat half of it, I'll go to the half and then I'll go a little bit more and a little bit more. And then you're like, I might as well eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
I do that. I will always ask for a to-go box whenever we go out to dinner and immediately half my food. But you're spending an awful lot of money because you don't go back to that leftover.
I know. But think about it, though. It's better than a gym membership.
Exactly.
I put off going back to school for years, and then I realized, you know what? If I had started then, I'd be done by now. So I quit making excuses, and I did it. Now I have not one, but 2 degrees from CCU Online, and you can do it too. I'm happy I made the decision to earn my degree online at Colorado Christian University. Smartest move I ever made. There's no better time than now to make the decision and just go for it. Colorado Christian University is awarding 2 people a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship, and that someone could be you. All you have to do is go to ccu.edu/wayfm and enter to win. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. And here's the good news. Even if you don't win, you could get a $1,000 scholarship just for entering. The contest ends on Friday, October 15th. Go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
As a parent, every time you hear of a child who's gone missing, you pause for a minute and you think, oh man, I feel bad for that family because I know how devastating that would feel if it was me. I remember hearing about that little boy in Texas who went missing, and I also remember feeling bad for the family and sadly thinking, man, these things don't usually turn out well. But fortunately, this story has a happy ending.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, the 3-year-old boy was found after surviving in the woods for 3 days alone. Like, I can't even imagine doing that as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
And I've watched a bunch of survival shows, and I feel I would forget things and panic.
I feel like you'd be like Michael Scott in that one episode
yes.
where he thinks that he can live out on his own, cuts his pants to make shorts.
And then has to tape them back on.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, so the crazy part, though, of this story is how the boy was found. There's this dude named Tim who learned during a Bible study about the toddler that was missing in the woods in Texas. And so he said that God told him to go search for the child, okay?
Oh, wow.
And he said he can only credit divine intervention for leading him to the child. He said after hearing the child's disappearance, he went into the woods around 11:45 in the morning near his home and started searching for a while. And then he heard sounds that sounded like a child's whimper. He's like, Christopher, is that you? And then he found him and he was like, whoa, praise God. And I like that this guy in talking to the media isn't downplaying the faith component of this. Because to many people, whenever they hear, well, God told me to do this, it sounds crazy to them. Like people outside of faith, it sounds lunacy. But then again, a lot of things we believe as believers sounds crazy to the world. And so I love, though, that he's like, you know what? God told me to search, and you know, I just went out and did that. And his final words of inspiration were, I think the story is, do not give up hope. Even when things look bleak, there's always tomorrow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
There you go.
Well, and that just goes to show Jesus can just sneak into all the little things.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And especially
that's
a
so
big
good.
A story like this, because he's the centerpiece of the rescue story.
Mm-hmm.
And God's story is being furthered through that too, which is really cool. Because he was faithful to what God put on his heart. That's the other part. There was something that was there. How many times do we set it aside and we don't do it?
Right.
And then this time there are life and death consequences mm-hmm. involved, and this guy followed through. I think it's awesome. So there you go. That's going to do it. A little good news today. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And if you're a parent, you know that there's a constant struggle as you're raising your kids and you don't want them to become entitled or spoiled. So how much is too much? And I always thought that, like, when they were little, you know, that's where you do all the groundwork and stuff. And when they get older, it's kind of done. I think it's actually harder when they're older because they understand more. My little one is 22.
you said 22,
I said
correct?
22,
little
yeah.
one.
My little one's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's at that point where she's going to be moving on with her life. And like right now she's back at home. She was in college, lived on her own for like 9 months. And then we asked her to come home when her lease was up to save money for her because it didn't make any sense. Her industry was shut down and she, you know, was working at a coffee shop. And so why spend that money on rent when you don't have to? And so
right.
trying to help her out. But then again, it's like, how much help is too much help? Because now she got hired on with Disney in Orlando, and so she's going down there, and she's saved her money, and I don't want her to get further behind. And so it's like, but what she's getting paid isn't going to be a ton of money. So how much do I help in this? Like, do I offset? Do I help her with a little stipend monthly for something? I don't know what the answer is.
And that's a tough call. I'm not a parent, and right. I try to think, what would my parents do? I don't know. Like, I don't know if they would tell me, just go ahead and get another part-time job
right.
or something.
Right.
I don't know.
And so, yeah, and because, like, she's a really good kid. She's a super hard worker. Anywhere she's at, she excels at. And so I know she has a work ethic. And so you're like, okay, well, do I want to make her life easier than mine was? You know, because, like, when yeah. I moved out, hey, dude, good luck. I paid for my own college. Good luck. You know, and right. it's just the way it was.
What is your wife, Marty? What does she think?
I think we're kind of on the same page. We're trying to figure it out. Because there's a great quote from the movie The Descendants with George Clooney. He says, give your kids enough money to do something, but not enough to do nothing. Mm. And I love that quote, because you want to empower them or enable them to accomplish things. But it can't be just you doing it.
Right. And looking back, your parents made you accomplish the things yeah. that you did, and you're grateful for it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I struggled, you know, and there was times that weren't fun. And I do believe that there is part of that that you need to do because mm-hmm. it gives you a sense of accomplishment. But then as a parent, you're like, oh, my baby. You know, it's hard.
But you've seen also those kids where they have been babied yeah. all their life, and they weren't doing them a bit of good.
No, that's true. Know? So I guess I'm kind of looking for some advice in this. Maybe you've walk through this is kind of like, how much help is too much help? Like, what did you walk through maybe when your kids moved out and you were helping them out financially or what have you? I'm really curious where you landed on this, because it might give me some insight as into what I want to do, you know, to help out my daughter or not help out my daughter, you know, help her pack up the truck.
But then if you don't, you know, she's going to be there like,
I know. And I'd fall for it instantly. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I will take your advice right now. I could help her financially as she moves out and gets her first job, but then is that truly helping her?
No, I hear you. And I'm not there yet. I've got two daughters of my own. They're only in fifth grade, but when I just look back on my own story with my parents, like, they let me struggle, but like, if I needed help with my car or there was something major going on, you know, they were there for me. But when it came to living on my own, meeting my basic expenses, that was something they very much made it clear, like, hey, you got to figure this out.
And I agree with you too, because I think that part of my problem is, like, it's more of the living place, because I was looking at places down in Orlando where she's moving to, and for $1,500 a month, you can live in a nice, safe place. You know, when you get down to $1,000 a month, it's not as good, you know?
Yeah, and that's a lot of money to pay for rent when you're working a job like in the service industry
right.
that's only going to be giving you so much.
So she's going to have a roommate, but there's part of me that's like, I would rather offset a little bit of rent for her to have her in a nice, safe place. Now, if it's my son, I'm like, fend for yourself, pal. I did. No one's getting a leg up in this family. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm a pharmacist now, but when I came from, my dad was a mechanic and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And I contribute a lot of my success to the fact that I did it on my own. However, my dad was always there for me when I needed him the most. So if I had a flat tire, or say, for instance, I moved and the moving truck was $500, something crazy, you know, they were there for me for those moments. And that's what smoothed it over. That was what I needed. I didn't need him to help me with the groceries. I didn't need
right.
him to help me pay my basic bills. I needed him for those big moments in my life.
I think you're onto something, and this is kind of where my head's been at. Like, I figure, okay, I'll pay to get her down there. I'll rent the truck. I'll take her down there. And then my wife and I were looking at, like, okay, well, we could buy her some furniture from IKEA that would get her through the first couple places. But I think maybe what I should do, you really helped me with this, is let her try first and see where she lands on all of her bills.
Mm-hmm.
And let her struggle a little bit, and then maybe I can kind of treat her to different things here and there, but let her see where she's at first before I just rescue her.
Or say, I'll give you this monthly allowance that you can just figure out what to do with it.
Yeah, you don't have to tell her what you're doing, you know? Like, I think sometimes, even now, sometimes the best thing is the surprises. Like, my dad might send money for us to go on a nice dinner or take a vacation. Like, I think those surprises is where it comes in the best, you know? Because she's not relying on you. You're kind of coming in more like a Superman, superhero.
I like super. I like where you're going with that analogy. Like, you just nailed this, Stevie. Remember the good old days? That means different things to different people. Hey, it's Wally, and for my grandparents, the good old days was when gas was a nickel. For us, it was when stimulus checks just seemed to magically appear in our bank accounts. While those good old days might be gone, did you know that you could give yourself a stimulus check, and United Faith Mortgage can show you how? They'll give you all your refinancing options that can put serious money back in your account. The equity in your house could give you just the stimulus you need to pay for college, start a business, invest wisely, or have some fun. It's your money, so enjoy it. Right now is such a great time with interest rates so low to look at refinancing, and in some cases you can pull money out of your house and have your payment stay the same or even go down. So talk to United Faith Mortgage, and I know you will love them as much as I do. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I have the honor of being this show's Gen Z representative.
Yeah, you do.
And I drink at least 2 cups of coffee on the show every day. And most of my peers, like my friends, do this as well, drinking a lot of coffee. But apparently, my generation, Gen Z, drinks way less coffee every single day than millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers. It's
really?
Almost twice as much, or twice as less.
Little.
Yes.
Does this surprise you, Gavin?
A little bit, because, and maybe it's just because I'm at the top end of Gen Z. Like, I still kind of connect with millennials and that coffee is a way of life. But if I look at my brother and sister, who are more middle of the pack when it comes to Gen Z, neither of them drink coffee. None of their friends drink coffee. And maybe it's because there's more options nowadays, like kombucha.
Oh, no.
And just
no.
gross things like that, yeah. being more, I don't know, healthy for you.
It's because you spent too much time saying, are these beans sustainably grown? Like, things like that. Like, that's yeah. what drives. Like, after a while, you're like, I don't even care anymore about coffee. I know too much about it. That's the problem. You learn too much about it. Like, okay, don't care.
Yeah. I see more people being interested in, what's that drink called? It's called Bang Energy. I think it's like yeah. this like really popular thing that I've seen a lot of young people do who play like a lot of video games
right.
and want to be more focused like all day, but it has 3 times the amount of caffeine in coffee. Maybe they just think coffee has too little caffeine in it.
I mean, coffee's an acquired taste. Like, my dad drank coffee, 100-degree heat outside, he was drinking coffee. Mm. Didn't matter. Would drink it all day, a thermos at work all day long, and I could never ever do that. Like, mine has to be too sweet because I don't like the taste of coffee itself. I've had people make me, oh, you're gonna love this.
Can't wait.
It's a rich dark roast from Ethiopia, and it's just me amazing. And like, no,
I think it's all the same.
Like it. Yeah, and like, I don't like it, and so I need it to be like super sugary and sweet to enjoy it. But I even then, I only drink it during the winter. I don't drink it at all during the summer, and it's got to be a latte because I'm a snoot.
And you do like it to be a certain temperature.
Of course.
Please order it at 107 degrees, please.
140 degrees.
Oh.
I don't want to burn my mouth. This is what's really interesting, though, about this coffee conversation is that, Gavin, you do drink the most coffee, and I came across a thing that there was an athlete who puts mayonnaise in his coffee, and guess what? We're doing I Challenge Gavin today. What just happened?
Oh,
so,
yay.
Later in the hour, we are going to do a taste thing there with Gavin, and we're going to do I Challenge Gavin, where he's going to drink some coffee, because he loves coffee, he said.
I do.
And we're going to see if mayonnaise in coffee is actually a good thing.
It's no.
I don't see how it possibly
there's no
could.
Way.
No, but I can't wait for you to find out. And so we'll do that later here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We are going to do a little old school. We're going super old school here. And this is where Betty Rock finds a song, a great Christian song that we play or have played in the past. And Gavin and I try to guess what year this song came out, because the message is timeless of these things. And if we get it wrong, you get a chance to guess and win a prize. So what do you have for us today, Rock?
All right, this one we're going with is Jeremy Camp's Walk By Faith.
Oh, wow. Free. Sounds a little like Creed there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Scott Stapp.
Yeah, yeah, doesn't he sound like Stapp?
With arms wide open.
You get it. You got
under
it, Rock.
The sunlight.
Yes, you're locked in. Okay, you see it. I think that he was like the Christian version of Creed, which Scott Stapp was a believer too. But like, 98. No. What? Yes.
No, go with your answer.
No, 2000. I'm going to go 2000.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. It sounds old. I know my wife loved Jeremy Camp. Women love Jeremy Camp.
They do.
He tests really well for us.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is, but he does.
Okay, I was going to say 2001. I was nervous you were going to steal my answer.
Okay, so 2000 and 2001. Well, Betty Rock's super happy. She's like, did any either of us get it?
You're both wrong!
Yes! Okay. As is customary now, Betty Rock will also give you an event from that year. Maybe that will help you narrow it down for your round.
So the hint for this one is, the year this song was released was also the same year the very first cell phone was had a built-in camera, and it was released. It was the Sanyo SCP-53...
Yeah, iPhone is easier to say. Wow, okay. So I'm trying to remember when I had a camera on my phone first.
But does that song sound that old?
Yeah. We just sat there and told you how much it sounded like Creed. Yeah. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you can guess it right, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wallace Show. Cassie, how are you doing today, girl?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, so we're doing a little old school here, and Betty Rock has the song. You've heard it. It's Scott Stapp. Nope, not Scott Stapp. I don't know why. Jeremy Camp reminds me so much of Scott Stapp from this era, from Creed, the Meatloafian musical stylings of the band Creed. But this is Jeremy Camp, and so all you have to do is tell us what year you believe this came out.
Well, I was going to go with 2004, but I'm going to go with 2002.
Now, what makes you say 2002? Was it the hint about the very first cell phone with a built-in camera being released that year?
Yes, it was. I was in high school that year, so I was trying to narrow it down.
Did you get a cell phone with a camera built in?
I did.
Whoa.
I'm trying to remember. I think my first one was an iPhone where I had a camera in it. No, I would have had...
I had a flip phone that had one.
Yes, I did. I had a Nokia phone that had one. And the pictures were so grainy.
I like that.
Yeah, like taking pictures and then trying to text them to somebody was a nightmare. Oh, by the way, is she right or wrong?
She's right!
Nice! Well, congratulations, Cassie. You are the big winner today on Old School.
Yay, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And you know how they have national days that they recognize things like National Hot Dog Day? Well, this is National Face Your Fears Day. And Gavin wasn't in the room today. He would have had to face his fear. There was a bug that came out of the woodwork.
Nope.
Got on Betty and in her hair. Flew up, I leapt into action and killed said bug, saving her life.
Yes. It was a bug that couldn't sting or anything or bite.
Well, you freaked out way more than you needed to.
Because I didn't know what it was just yet. Man. But yes.
But that didn't stop me. I didn't know what it was either. And I jumped into action. I faced my fears to save your life. I mean, so Gavin would have been fetal position underneath his desk.
Oh, for
Betty would be gone by now.
Oh, yeah. That bug would have carried her away if it was on Gavin's watch. But it did not happen on that watch.
So you're saying saying you're celebrating the day by killing bugs.
I'm a
for
hero.
Me.
Yeah, I'm a hero today. I feel pretty good about that. I face my fears. I don't like it.
Well, maybe you want to celebrate Face Your Fears Day as well. And I heard a new song. It's by Ellie Holcomb. Do you remember Ellie Holcomb?
Love Ellie Holcomb.
She's married to Drew Holcomb.
Oh, good.
And I saw them live when they opened for Need to Breathe. They were really good. But
I can't
anyway,
believe she took his name. She's her own person.
Oh, man. Here we go.
She's amazing, too. And so is he. I think they're great.
Yeah. So, anyway, she came out with this new album, but she has a song called Stronger, and I think it should be the theme for the day.
Go fly away, my dear.
She goes
for
higher.
Oh,
ooh, pretty.
That was a nice little surprise.
See, you always ruin it.
I nailed it. I nailed that with her. Me and Ellie, we should do a band.
No, yeah. I don't think that's a good idea at all. But I love that song. That's just one of my favorites. There's others on there that are really good.
That's good. Yeah, it's a good reminder.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite Ellie Holcomb moments was we had her in here on the show, and I was wearing like this checkered shirt and a vest one day. And she was, do you remember this?
Yes.
And she was like, oh my goodness, my son has an outfit very similar to that. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm feeling like one of the kids. I'm still dressing young and stylish. He was two.
Yes.
And she gave me a picture.
And it was literally fabric perfect.
Like, yeah.
It was perfect matching.
I'll have to look that up because I'm sure we have that at wayfm.com/Wally. I'll have to go look Ellie Holcomb up and see if it's on there because I'm sure it is. Because it was a little thing I like to call embarrassing.
All right, let's get to the challenge. Gavin, come on over.
Uplifting, upchucking, way of him, more like it, is what we're going to do here. It's I Challenge Gavin. From time to time, we come across challenges that people say, hey, I challenge Gavin to do this. I challenge Gavin to do this. I thought, why let them have all the fun? I found one when the internet blew up over Hellman's Twitter account suggesting that you put mayonnaise in your coffee.
Oh.
Gavin loves... Oh, Gavin's gagging already. Gavin loves coffee.
Yeah, but instead of using cream, you could use the wonderful taste of mayonnaise.
It's a milky egg product. Gavin, do you like mayonnaise on sandwiches?
I do put it on sandwiches. So, you know, I like it in savory items.
I don't know about you, Wally, but I'm hoping that this challenge will ruin mayonnaise as well as coffee for him.
Yes, it's for your own good. It's for your own health.
No.
Okay, so Betty Rock, he has his cup of coffee there. You put in some mayo. Let me see how much you're putting in.
I didn't even squeeze.
Like, do it. Oh, okay, that's good.
Okay.
One more little dab.
You can do. Oh, it looks super weird.
To the top. Oh, let me mix it in for you.
Stir it up. Oh, my gosh. I'm not even doing this. Maybe it's going to be great, Gavin.
It looks like
it's still
those
chunky.
Little white worms.
It's still chunky.
I'm not even doing this,
But it did lighten it up some.
Oh, because, like, yeah, people put cream in their coffee all the time. Okay, I will tell you this. I was in Ethiopia, and they put butter in my coffee because I'd never had it before.
It's not bad.
No, it's horrible. So that didn't help any. All right, Gavin, I want you on the count of three to take a big old swig.
You shouldn't have
sniffed
it. Don't
smell it. Take a big old swig of mayonnaise coffee.
Just do it.
And tell us how it is.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Oh.
Swig, chuck. Oh. Did you get it down?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it lingered. The mayonnaise actually lingered in my mouth.
Ew.
Oh. Okay, but I wouldn't give that like a... You should never do that. Like, that's
disgusting.
Hellman's is wrong.
You
don't do that. But it's not the worst thing I've ever had.
Really?
It's honestly not even the worst coffee I've ever had.
Are you serious?
Wow.
I'm
not taking another.
Okay. Well, you know what? You have successfully done yet another I Challenge Gavin. I'm proud of you. I would have thrown up, honestly. I was over here just watching the mayo go in and gag.
You're next.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
Let's go.
I challenge Gavin, not Wally. if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Those who dream of stardom dream of the day when they release that first single and it launches them into stardom. And that was the dream for new country artist Connor Smith. The problem with Connor, though, is that his first single actually made him a jinx.
Oh, no way, really?
In the eyes of Alabama football fans all over the country.
You do not mess with Alabama football fans. They are some of the most passionate people on the face of the planet.
It's all they have.
Right. So Connor didn't just come out and say, I hate Alabama football. His new single is called I Hate Alabama.
Ooh. Oh, and did the state?
Well, it has to do with him not liking a girl from Alabama because she broke his heart.
Of course, it always does.
I hate Alabama. I hate crimson red. And I hate how the yellow tide when I got a brave set on my head. I love Leonard Skinner. But Lord, I hate Sweet Home. Because when I
Wow. If anyone could be forced to leave a state or even a country, I think it would be this guy right now.
Like, he might be considering it, because here's the thing. You would think, well, that song, I mean, that doesn't make him a jinx.
Right.
But here's what happened.
Oh.
So the problem is the song was released last Friday. The following Saturday, Alabama played Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened?
Yep.
Alabama experienced their first loss in 680 days.
Oh, he ruined their season. He ruined their streak.
So
they got to blame somebody, because you're not going to blame the coach. You know, you got to blame somebody. It might as well be this guy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Connor's going to be popular in all the other states.
Of course.
But except Alabama. You cannot come near. What if he did a concert in Alabama?
Oh, no.
They would boo him off the stage.
If I'm Texas, because Texas A&M beat them, if I'm Texas, I fly this guy out first class to have him play it at the next Texas A&M game. I hate Alabama. Just to remind everybody that Texas A&M beat them.
Then sing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Make
absolutely.
America.
Yeah, and then maybe even throw in a little God Bless the USA, like have him do Lee Greenwood's song.
With an eagle!
Yes! That would be perfect. There you go. It's making lemonade out of lemons. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and if you've got quarters laying around your house, they've been kind of the same thing for a long time, but now we're going to be getting some new quarters, believe it or not, with different faces on there, because right now you got old George and then the eagle on the back, but the U.S. Mint announced that it has new designed quarters for 2022, featuring, get this, some trailblazing American women.
Hey!
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure women are like, why can't you put us on a dollar? But whatever. You know, we had the Susan B. Anthony dollar.
But the five women that are featured are Anna Mae Wong, the first Chinese-American film star in Hollywood, Dr. Sally Ride, the first woman to soar into space, an award-winning writer and civil rights activist, Maya Angelou, William Mankiller, she was elected first principal chief.
Her last name was Mankiller?
Yeah, for the Cherokee Nation.
Oh.
She's a Native American.
I messed with her.
Yeah, no. And then Nina Otero Warren, who is the first female superintendent of the Santa Fe Public School. So there's five choices there. You know, some of them I know, some of them I do not know. And so I was thinking about this. I thought, well, let's add it to the list, okay? Let's do this. Let's see what other women would be good options for the quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's so many more than these five, and now we don't have the power to put them on a quarter, but I'm just curious in your head who you think would make a good addition here, so.
I'll add it to the list. Cool.
That's what we're gonna do.
Add it to the list right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I would put Betty Rock on a quarter.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Why would you do that, Wally?
Because you're amazing. You know what? Oh. Better one. I put you on a dime.
Why is that better?
It's 5 cents.
Because you're a dime. You're a 10, girl. See what I did there?
I'd rather be a 25 instead of a 10.
Well, there is no 25. It doesn't exist. You've never heard girls called a dime? It's a compliment. Like,
is it?
It's a slang. Yeah. Okay.
I've never heard.
You haven't heard that? No.
That's okay. New to me.
Yeah. Well, you got to get out more. All right. So.
A 10, you say.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take it then. All right. So who would be a good addition to this list of women for the quarter? 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm really curious what women think, like who they choose to hold up as somebody that is inspirational or even aspirational for their own girls. I'd love to see what this list would look like. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So who would you add to this list, Chris?
I would add Abigail Adams.
Okay, for those people who don't know, remind them who Abigail Adams is and what she did.
Because Wally doesn't know.
I totally know. But go ahead, Chris. I don't want to look like I'm a smarty pants.
So one of the founding fathers of our country was John Adams.
His wife.
Second president of the United States.
Right.
His wife was an advocate for women's rights.
For women's rights.
Before the country was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
right.
She wrote, we need to support the women, make sure they have rights.
They have the rights, yeah.
To develop.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, at least one of us paid attention in history class, and I'm glad it was Chris. But yeah, you know what? We're going to add her to the list. That's a good one, man. I love your reasoning for it, too. Nicely done, Chris.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, Cheyenne, you're up. What woman, famous woman, inspirational woman, would you think deserves a quarter?
Rosa Parks.
Oh, yeah. How did she not make it on here? That's a really good one. I mean, she was instrumental in being a focal point of the civil rights movement that's gotten us to where we are today.
Absolutely. She was a total trailblazer. And I think a lot of times in history in general, she gets looked over so much.
Now I want to call the government and just say, hey, government. I mean, these other women are great, but yes, but why not Rosa Parks? That's a good one. Thanks for adding it to the list.
We need to fix this. Let's get it fixed.
So I'm curious who you think would be another inspirational woman that should have a quarter.
I think Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Okay, now she was the latest appointee, correct, under the Trump administration. And now she hasn't had a lot of time and a lot of decisions on the Supreme Court yet. So why would you add her to this list?
I think that she stood up under fire for her values and her principles. And as they were trying to besmirch her reputation, she didn't have skeletons in her closet. And I like her values. I like how she stands up for the Constitution.
Well, that's as good a reason as any other. So we got you down. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Tosh, you're up. So the new quarter is coming out in 2022. We'll have different trailblazing women's faces on them. Who would you add to this list?
I have to go with Betty White.
Nice. Because it's really easy to go with political people, civil rights activists, or scientists. But there's something great about Betty White in comedy, because comedy fulfills a purpose in our lives as well, a big purpose.
Absolutely. And then imagine like looking at a coin and then seeing Betty's face and then be joyful again.
And I think Betty White is older than quarters. Like,
I think you're right.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Name and Claim It is a service we offer to people to name inanimate objects for them to give them a personality. Betty comes up with a name, I come up with a name, and then we have the option of picking the other person's name if we like it better than our own, which rarely happens. But in the case that it does not happen, Gavin then sits as the tiebreaker for which name we send to these people. And today, this is from Sarah. She says, my daughter started kindergarten, and well, just after a weekend, we missed the bus. My sister works at the school, so she can ride with her, but she doesn't have a car seat or a booster seat. So I bought a booster seat and said it's our miss the bus, go with your aunt booster seat. But that's a mouthful, and so I just want to be able to say grab blank and go for the next time we miss the bus, okay? So it's a little booster seat there. You know what that is for the kids to sit on in the car. It's by Chico. I thought Chico was a great name personally, but I thought if I just go with Chico because that's the brand, you guys will go, oh, phone it in. So I did not go with Chico. Betty Rock, where did you go?
Well, I based off of the brand Chico.
You did.
So I did a little bit of research. Did you know that Cavalier del Lavoro was the man that started the Chico brand?
Okay.
Okay. And he had three children. But his first one, his name was Enrico.
Ah.
And his nickname was Chico.
Ah.
So I thought, what about Ricky for short?
Ricky?
For Enrico.
Okay.
Ricky.
All right. There you go. I even like Chico and Rico.
Stop.
I'm just talking. No,
stop.
I was saying I like.
Stop. Okay. Ricky.
So I cued in Gavin because I feel like I'm going to have to make a case to Gavin because I ain't going with that one.
If you got to fight for it, it may not be worth fighting for.
It just means I'm not going with yours. So it's a booster seat, which made me instantly think of booster rockets, you know, for the space shuttle program. They were called SBRs, a solid booster rocket, but they were made by Lockheed Martin. That's a company. And so I thought Martin would be a really good name for the car seat. Hey, grab Martin and get in your aunt's car.
So would Ricky. Ricky.
Ricky Martin. We could combine
him. Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Betty's like, maybe we have just combined a superpower. Are you in?
I think I'm
grab
in.
Grab Ricky Martin and go. We did it, Rock. And Gavin dodges a bullet, does not have to risk offending either one of us.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.